mitzvahs nola, a lot of different tzuras of giving over things. And there was some mahalchim that became like real general mahalchim, of which the Polish mahalach, which started with Pshischa, really, Pshischa, Kotsk, Radzin, Lublin, Sachachov, there was a certain knetch. It's hard, I mean, all these things, when you get a little bit of familiarity with it, becomes a lot more, it's hard to describe them outside as Narish. I mean, you know, describing it outside would not do it justice. Of them, the Reb Tzedek HaKoyim Lublin became a Rebbe, he wasn't a Rebbe, but had a certain mahalach that was very, it became a major sefer in that mahalach Chassidus. Reb Tzedek himself died about 100 years ago or so, and he was extremely, a big mechadish, not only in the Kudus, but a mechadish in a whole type of Havana. The first thing is a certain type of svar, a certain type of tfisa, here's mechadish, which is somewhere, it's taking in yonim from pnim and chewing it up an awful lot so that it becomes in yonim of shavuach chol nefesh in a certain sense. Also, Rav Tzedek has a yichud in his look on Chazal, his cook on Chazal is extraordinary. The nyonim that he brings out, I mean, the rayas that he brings from Agaritis are mind-boggling, the way he opens up Chazal. It's the learning how to learn up a Chazal, Rav Tzedek is a chad b'dar. So that's the second yichud of Rav Tzedek. His sfarim that he wrote the whole bunch of sfarim that were written from him, odds and ends, they have very little in the way of organization. It's impossible ever to really find anything, because the sefer starts with one thing and ends with another thing. That's very extremely unorganized sfarim. And then he wrote on Chumash, which was called Pri Tzadik, on the Feast Seder Parshas, which he said, which is things that he said on Fridays and Shabbosim, and they take off from the Sedra, sometimes they go back again, sometimes they don't. It's not an easy sefer. The Pri Tzadik especially is not an easy sefer. Of all the sfarim, it's a more difficult sefer because it is a... first of all, he has a... the Reb Tzadik goes me'inyan, le'inyan, le'inyan, le'inyan. And you never know. It's hard to keep track because it's not... to take something that's extreme opposite, something like a Futnas sfarim, which are extraordinarily organized, and he's telling you what to expect in the next piece, next piece, and Reb Tzedek just goes me'inyan le'inyan. He does not complete, he doesn't explain really a lot of times the Ryan he's saying. And it misleads a lot of people because, you know, when you start saying this is connected this, and this is connected this, and can you do it, this is this, and this is that, in itself, it's like I have an acquaintance of mine, he came to Israel in the 70s, an older man, he settled, and he was very thirsty, and he asked his daughter to bring him a drink. And in those days, it's not so popular anymore, they used to have the concentrated petal, or the syrup. So they didn't know better, so they took it from the refrigerator, and they drank it. It's like drinking, I mean, it's like sweet seawater, I mean, the thing is thick. And the person almost choked on it, and he said, my gosh, you know, like, I don't know if this is what I have to drink over here, maybe I should go back to America. I mean, all of the things that he's saying are the remuzim that you have to fill in with your mind, with your seichel. Sometimes it's more open, sometimes it's less open, but it's not, I mean, the stuff, to tell over that, you know, there are three parshas in Nosai, you know, one deals with this, one is that, that's keneged the Gimel Machnes, which is keneged the Gimel Ovo, which is keneged the Gimel Golem, which is keneged the Shloisha Bonim minus the Sheni Delishol, is a meaningless exercise. It leads to nothing. The Amola a lot of times is trying to understand, so what's the Nekudia, what's the Vart? And with one piece, sometimes you could spend a whole time on it. It's not, you know, it's... Another thing that makes it especially difficult is there are certain... The Polish Chassidus did not go into Kabbalah in general, not the way Chabad went in, not the way other people went in, but they had a certain amount of Nekudis that became Shagav Cholishne. And those Nekudis repeat themselves a lot of times, but you have to know a certain amount of vocabulary. It should be accessible, because he'll always be referring to Azai, he'll always be referring to this. He doesn't go past a certain point. Notice they made themselves a limit of what's accessible for a tzibur, what's not. But it makes it, for somebody looking from the outside, the words get tossed in, and that's just... kill the whole thing. The shtickle that was picked was the first shtickle on Nosso, which is quite accessible, It actually is much, in all the pechinas I've mentioned before, it's much easier, and it's something where you have to learn to take the vert to heart yourself, because he's giving the mahalach, and it is difficult because he's not saying out, you know, he's not coming out full bang with the vert usually, but if a person is mizbein on it, chews on it, the point becomes into place, and the lemais also. I figured what could be better than learning? So we'll spend some time. It's the first shtickle, and bear in mind that it's any divrei chachma has teichen to it. So the remazim are all they're all just markers for finding the teichen in it, and the teichen has to be meaningful to the person also. It has to be lemais in the sense, not that it has to say exactly what you should do now, but it's really nice in the sense that it talks to a person where he's holding it, which it should. Let's see the parasha Nosse. Nosse Zoyish Mei Gershom Gam Heim. Bezoyah Kodesh Reish Parasha Zu. The Zoyah starts off with the Kashi. Reb Abba Pasach. Ashrei Odom Lo Yachshav Hashem Lo Yovoin. Lucky is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not, fortunate is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not count as Averis. Ve'ein Beruchei Remiyo. And he does not have any taruvis of sheker in his nefesh. So the Zayah asks, "Haikro lav reishi seifiv lav seifiv reishi." It doesn't. The ending is not the beginning. The beginning is not the ending. But that's the lashon of the kasha. The Zayah pirush. He explains the kasha. Shemashmoz hapirush leyachshav Hashem leovoin, haynu sheyesh leovoin, rak Hashem leyachshav leovoin. Now, the pashta meaning of Ashrei Adam leyachshav Hashem leovoin means the person has averus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count it. That's the, so it's kilu, there's an oven, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashavit. V'seif ha-posik, ve'im beruchah remiyah, mashma she'im bei klal. So, it's mashma that he's completely innocent of any, you know, he has be'etzim no mokum shek in his nefesh. That's the kasha. V'herach b'zoy HaKadosh, zoy HaKadosh is mayrich, u'masik, and he finishes off, u'begin kach, ashra adam le'ach shashem le'oven, Amosai, Kishem Beruch HaRemiyah. Now, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not count a person's Averis if Aim Beruch HaRemiyah? V'tzorach Lov and Matiris the Kushis Tiris HaPasik. So what's the answer? I mean, one is talking about a person who has an Averis, the other person is talking about a person who's a Noki Be'etzim, and so, Iman of Shach, if he's like a Noki Be'etzim, he has no Averis. One. Two. Gam Mashaychas Psicha Zula Parashas Nosei Zoyish Mei Gershon. Why, what's the Kesha? I mean, it's a Psicha for the Parashah. It doesn't seem to have any Kesha. Ach, say that parashas meroisha sefer by midbar. So now he's going to explain the mahalach of the parashas of by midbar. Nosai, what is the mahalach of those parashas? Betchilo nema sues roish kol adas bnei yisrael vegoyma umesparim bechlal ubifrat uvdgolim. First, it gives the mispah of klal yisrael generally, the prat and the dgolim. Vacharkach nema pkoides bnei levi mimechodesh shemaylo. Bnei nema shem loshen nosai. On the Bnei Levi that you count from a month old and onwards, it doesn't say Pekoid, it says Nesoy. V'chakach nema Nesoy Yesoy Shmei Kos v'chulum ben Shloishim v'goyma. Then it says Nesoy Yesoy Shmei Kos v'ben Shloishim. On Bnei Kos says Nesoy. V'chakach nema Nesoy Yesoy Shmei Gershom gam heim v'chakach nema Yesh b'choysim v'loksivim Nesoy. So, first of all, the seder of when the word Nesoy and the word Pekoid is used, Yishtalang Zechan. It's, by Klal Yisrael it's called Nesoy. By the minion of the Levim and Bechodesh Amayla, it's called Koid, except for Bnei Kohos. And then it goes back to the Levim and it's again the Soy. V'chakach siv Shiluach Machnes. And then the inyan of Shiluach Machnes is afterwards. So basically, Yishtalang Zechan on the connection, on the hemshach of these parashas. V'inyan hu. Shekivim shenivna mishkan oy koidem, parashas vahibim kolois moishe, shenase shomachnes shchina, before you had the Machne Shechina, you first constructed Machne Yisrael, Machne Leviyah. V'lochein k'siv mikoydem su es roish kol adas bnei Yisrael. You know, su es roish kol adas bnei Yisrael means elevate them, give them a Shem Machne Yisrael. V'hayne shiyah b'em k'dushas Machne Yisrael. V'nema loshen su, loshen nesius. Su means to uplift, to make them choshev. Al derech mashom b'medrash lefikach noslem tilui roish al de moisha v'omle kisisa as roish. In other words, he's bringing a raya that the word saw means to uplift, to make chashev, to be koyveach shivas from the fact that Chazal say it nesias roish. V'acharkach b'mispa halaviyah miben chodesh le'nema loshen nosoi. Why doesn't it say nosoi? She'ikar nesiyas halaviyim hu rak mishibo l'chla avoida. Leviyim become choshev only from the moment they start doing avoida. Klal Yisrael is choshev as they are, and nesiyim become and leviyim become choshev only from the when they become old enough to avoida. The k'tushas machne Yisrael hu she'oiskim binyan elam hazeh achim koivim itim l'torah v'asim mitzvos. So he says there are three dargahs of k'tusha in Klal Yisrael. There's a darga of k'tusha in Klal Yisrael where people are oisik in divrei chulin, like Harbi Asuk Rabbi Shmuel, they're oisik in choil, except that the choil is for kodesh. Ve'af bin yoni iskei olam hazeh kishe oisik b'mim kavona l'shem shemayim. When a person does in yonam hazeh with kavona, she yuchel l'kva itim l'tor l'gad l'bneim l'talmud teiru, hu gam kem b'k'tusha. כמו שאמר רמב"ם על מים בכל מסכת לשם שמיים, שכאשר אדם עושה עניין הגוף לשם שמיים, נעשה מן הכל מעשה מצווה. So he says the first Knesset, the Metzius of Knesset Yisrael is Chulin al Tairus HaKodesh. That Klal Yisrael is Misasik with Inyonim that become a basis for Kedusha. And that's the get of Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah. You first have to have a basis for something else. You can't put a thing on something else has support. So you always makdim derech eretz is kodmo l'teira, because like the Gemara says, liboy rachmi is askalto al ilo, til moli ilo less as askalto. The Gemara says that the eshkol of anovim should always be mespal for the alim, for the leaves, because without the leaves there'd be no eshkol. Meaning, just like the metzias physically, in this world, things build themselves from physically upwards. A person that doesn't have a good breakfast can't learn well. Torah is the chashuv thing, and then the breakfast is my thing. It's true. But in this world, the maisa comes first, and therefore, if the base is not there, if there's no dercheretz, there's no Torah on top of it. Gam esek stam mitzvahs, or gemilas chasadim, shei mitzvahs mefuroshes. Even being oisik in physical mitzvahs all fall in that category. Vizui k'tushas machni Yisrael. So the first darga, the first perimeter of Klal Yisrael is k'tushas machni Yisrael, and that is chulun al teres hakodesh. Uk'tushas machnas leviya. The second darga is machna leviya. Shehem pnuyim rak l'teira v'avoida. Machna leviya, shevet levi is a mitzias that their isuk is kuloi teira. V'she'elam chelik baratz rak Hashem chelkev nachlosei. V'noit le'maisa, v'ein lem shum esik minyon lem haze, rak k'moy sho'i kavon es b'yis odom. K'moy sho'oma v'ani nevreisi l'sham shes koini. U'k'dusha zu hu rak m'shenichl zu klal avoyre melam v'mayla. So a ben Levi cannot be nichlal in as a ben Levi. Machna Leviya doesn't consist of people who are. You know, a person whose chshivas is mitzad, his physical self. So as soon as he's not a nefel, as soon as he's yetzer tzava, then he has a shem that he's a member of it. In the mitzias of shevet Levi, only a person who's an oivid has a shem shevet Levi, because his mitzias is kule avoida lafuke, and in that way and that way. I mean, that's why you find people who have a ben Torah who's misrashal in a certain sense is worse than a balabas who's solid, because a shevet Levi, since a person has nachla, his mitzvah is nachla, and some lachluchis of mitzvah. Shevet Levi is called nosei only when the roif avoda. In shevet Levi you have only pkida and not nesiyah. In other words, in Shevet Levi, it goes in the order. The first one is the one that carries the Aaron. That says, "Yikor mi pninim ebchor sheyatzir rishon." V'acharkach isa medeshom lefi shekos hayim etoyne Aaron v'shu kodesh kadoshim.
Aaron says,
Machne Shechina, and that's why Bnei Kos comes first. So Lemaisa, so he says in the Bnei Gershon, Ksiv Gam Kiloshon Nosek, Fishu B'chor, Ksiv Gam Heim, Sha'ab Bnei Gershon, Yetz Merish Kosmai. So Reb Tzadik is saying there are two ways in which Klal Yisrael was set up. In Mitzad Machne Yisrael, you had the first perimeter of Yisrael, and that was Kuloi, and that was people that were Oisik in Tzorich Oilam, L'shem Mitzvah. In Machne Leviya, you had distinctions also. In Machne Leviya, you had the Chelek that was Kodesh Kadoshim, like it says by Aaron, that Vayavdiloi Lias Kodesh Kadoshim. And Bimela and the Aron was Kodesh Kadoshim, and that came in to the middle, and that's why it says Nosei. Umashe b'nei Merari like Sibem Loshen Nosei. Ha'inyan she'af b'kedushas halaviyim shehu mishu pani rak l'shans koinei gam ke'e shosh madrigas. Now he says, Reb Tzadik goes a second step, and he says, in Avodas HaKodesh, there's also three chilukim. It's not poshut that it's all Kodesh. In Kedusha itself, in Olam HaMitzvahs, there are three perimeters. First of all, he says, there's a Gemara Sanhedrin, Adam La'amod Yulot. A person was born to work. A person was born to accomplish. Maybe it means to work. Maybe it means to talk. I don't know which one. Maybe a person was born to learn, maybe to schmooze. So this is a Chazal, simple Chazal. I mean, it's a modern Chazal. Like Chazal is clearing. Maybe a person is born to just to have a career, to be a lawyer. Says no, we have a pasuk not like that. So okay, but in the Beis Medrash, was he born to hang out in the hallway and schmooze, or to learn a Beis Medrash? Well, we got a pasuk for that one. I mean, it's a weird havamina that Adam is la'amol yulad. Is and the Gemara says maybe la'amol shall this veini yedea. I don't know la'amol piyam la'amol malacha. It's a clair, it's a hakira, and then when it says la'amol peh, maybe la'amol teir, la'amol sicha. It's strange, very strange. Chazal, the havamina, like a dead serious havamina. Like how do I know? So he explains. V'amarnu mikvar shebevade ein apirush la'amol locha binyani locha olam haze binyani aguf. It can't be. That's a dove of milsa pshita, so that nobody was born to feed himself. It's a tarat disaster. So don't be born enough to feed yourself. In other words, amelus means by definition working towards avoida. You know what we call avoida, the pasuk calls amel. That's pashut. Rak amal melacha hayin al derech melachas hamishkan. There is an olam of mitzvahs that are physical, like working the Mishkan, building the Mishkan, making the Kelim, making the Tzvayim, those are all Malachas. That's one. In Avodah itself, there's Avodah with the Guf, and there's Avodah with the Peh. So the higher Darga is the Avodah with the Peh, and not Avodah with the Guf. Im la'mal sicha hayno tefila. In speech itself, in the olam of dibur, there is avoda bepeh, which is tefillah. Tefillah is a higher avoda than physical mitzvahs, because it deals with the nafshis of the adam, but there still is a makom kesher with the person's guf. There's a person that their dargis, they are murdered tzlusa, So it's a mahalach of Aveda, and there are people that they are daveners. That's the Metzias, that's their darg of Aveda. So when you're talking about what darga of Aveda, so now you have a third darga, which is Torah. The ikatas of Malteira, and he brings drayas. Shai misha teirosum nosik Rebshim Beichoi, eim afsik na tefillah. It says mefurish that Rebshim Beichoi was kule teira, that took precedence over tefillah. Reb Yehuda mitlosin yoyim and mitlosin yoyim avematzli. It says Reb Yehuda used to daven once in 30 days. What's the pshat once in 30 days? So Rashi shai mchaza talmudic kolami. So as long as Reb Yehuda used to chaza over all his learning in 30 days. So in the 30 days that Echazarov is learning, he was potter from tefillah. When he made a siyum, that was a mokum of tefillah, and then went back to learning. Yeah. So that goes back into Maisa. In other words, mitzad the mitzias of the teichen of it, that's a physical Maisa. That doesn't go into that's like a lema Maisa. V'zeh inyan. So now he recaps what he was saying before. V'zeh inyan the ketushas machne Yisrael who oiske. But I mean the raya's that he brings the moshe here. This is kalachayat. He tosses out three raya's from Chazal about the relationship with Torah and Tefillah. I mean the way he explains this Chazal of Adolam Al Yula. I mean it's mirrors in Naim. It's all different understanding of Chazal. It's pashut. When once you see it, you realize that it's pashut. That's pshat. And I mean he had a whole new look cook on each Maim Chazal. I mean. Now he goes back and recaps what he said till now. The Ketushas Machne Yisrael who Aiske Minyanei Guf Rak Bekavon Hashem Shemayim. That's Ketushas Machne Yisrael. Ketushas Machne Leviyah Dera Pnuyim L'Shamash Eskoinei. That's the Gedor. Ubozeh Yishkimu Madregas Haneskorim. In Shamash Eskoinei there are three dargas. There's Bnei Kehos, those are the Amle Torah. Shem Noise Ha'orin, Sha'orin Ha'adivir Torah Kodesh Kadoshim. V'arin Ubon Avgamkin Kodesh Kadoshim. Shidivir Torah Gufa. In Aaron there was a certain pchina of Torah, K'may Shama, like the pasuk says, Ki Sifse Koin Yishmu Das V'Torah V'Akshem V'Piyu V'Machne Shechina. U'Bnei Kehos Adet Noisar An'oiskim V'Torah V'Maila Rishayna M'y She'omol Amol Torah Nivra M'y She'moch Ikdim HaKosov. B'nei Gershon is connected to Amal Sicha, which is Tefillah, because they carry the Riyas HaMishkan Oil Moed, which is the Ika Mokam Avoida. And that's why these are the people ki basi based tefillah, v'nikra mishkan based tefillah, u'mishamach k'siv gam b'bnei gershon loshen nosoi gam heim shem gam ken shemayla mishek so b'tefillah. They're kemat the same darga because they're all part of sicha. And the second page u'mishamach Rebbe Yudah Olavayshes pa'adam kolayim kuloi. V'charkach bnei merori noisei hakroshim him keneged amal melochem lechsa mishkum lechsa mitzvus. U'mishamach l'ksiv behem loshen nosoi she'inlam nesius, because they're the lowest darga of Leviyah. In Leviyah, they are like keilu, almost physical. And so on. So, Adkan, he explained the inyan of three machnes, the teuchen of the machnes, the teuchen of the three daggers in Levi as well. Now he's going to explain the zelum of the tumah. In other words, each machna had a din of kedusha. In Kalim, when the Mishnah lists the Asara Kedushas, that different things have levels of Kedusha, it explains the different daggers of Kedusha. So Machna Leviyah, Machna Shechinah, Machna Yisrael are the basis for all the Kedushas afterwards. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, Harabayas, Chotzer, and the Ulam, those were all reflections of Kedushas Yisrael, Leviyah, and Shechinah. So now I'll explain why each darga of Kedusha affects a certain darga of Tumah. Then it says Parshas Shiluach Temeim Shemetzoyer Meshtalech Chutz Gimel Machnes Shehu Shezeh Kineger Akina Vakas She'en Loi Chelek. Now let's just explain it outwards. And again, I just want to make sure to explain when you have these. This is Kineger this, or Kineger this. Those are all Remozim. It's like when the Goyin says in Bir Agro, Ayin Ayin Ayin. The Maramokum is just the handle for finding it. Somebody once said, another brother once said, that he could ask every kasher kivega asked, only when he opens up a gemara that has the little stars on it where kivega asked. If somebody tells me here there's a kasher, I can, and there's a tremendous difference. I mean, what the goyin himself in Bir Agro and in Shulchan Aruch and in the Inyanim ways Masbeh, you know, this is connected this, connected this. He gave you a handle where to look on it. So now he's going to go and explain the Inyanim of the tumah connected this. There are three daggers of tumah that the machnes expel from them, and obviously those tumah tyra, some we don't understand all that well the physical mitzvahs of tumah tyra, but if we're to find parallels in koyches hanefesh, there are three inyanim that it says mitzin asadim in a oilam, akina tayva kovid a mitzin asadim in a oilam, it's hard not to hear that Metzias Adam Ha'olam and Shiluach Machnes is the same thing. Because these are three inyanim that it's not the pshat, they're averis, but they pull a person out of a Metzias Kedusha. So the Shiluach Machnes and the Tumah of Shiluach Machnes will obviously have in themselves a parallel in the Shiluach Machnes of Metzias Adam Ha'olam. But again, just saying the words without working and chewing up, he does explain it quite a bit. But, you know, Ten Lechochem ve. A metzora is someone that Chazal says is punished because he spoke lashon hara. Every lashon hara comes when there's friction between people, either kinah or kavod. A person speaks about somebody because he can't stand the fact that that person is considered more chashev, as chashev. In other words, the motivation is kinah more than the other one. And b'meila, kinah and kas have no mokum b'chal and klaisor. In other words, klaisor, it says, at least chesed is left, avas is all, there's something left, the last leg that's left is eimber and dilturin. And b'meila, there's no mokum in the klal. Or to say it even sharper, a person whose metzias is kina is mufka from being a part of a klal. In other words, if a person is a team player and it's a question, is he better, is he worse? So it's a shikul, how good is he? But if a person's behead, you're not a team player, he's not a team player. Somebody that being together with a tzibur creates friction with the tzibur, so he's better not there. You know, so lemaisa, there's one darga of something that has no chelik and klaiso. Vazavu, Machne Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim, has, you know, when there was a Mikdash, the only, a Tumas Metzaira has no Makum there, because that's the Halacha in Hilchos Tumah. He's Mishula Chutz Migimel Machnes, that's because he comes from the Klipa, he comes from the Chelek Ara, the Midah of Kas and Kina, and Bemela he has no Makum Mechal in the Klav. Hazav, Ziva is, the physical appearance of Ziva is an excess of Taiva. It's sort of mitzad the appearance. Even though there's chilukim, a Ziva is like a balkari to a large degree. In other words, a person who has a maya nevea from the makor of Taiva. So a zav shu kenega klipas a Taiva, mishtalea chutz lemachna levia. The mishu pani l'toyra v'avodik ma'leviim bechlal yesh b'koyach lechav la'etzah shel taiva. In the world of Yisrael, in Machne Yisrael, you can't be a hafgah from taiva. A person, like the Gemara says, when vatal yitzah of taiva, the world came to a grind, came ground to a halt. Beitzim didn't, Tanya Gold didn't lay beitzim, people stopped doing things. There is a certain level of taiva that keeps the chulin of the world going. And b'meila, in Machne Yisrael, taiva is not a stira. There's gvulas to it. There's muta, there's aser, there's and so on. In Machne Leviyah, as the pshat is, they mafkir themselves, like the Rambam says, and I'll bring a few of these places. The Rambam says that a person who is a person in the end of Yisuri Bia, the Rambam says the best eitzah for taiva is that the taiva is motzi only in the lev that's pari michachma. A person, a taiva goes to filling a person's a person, to filling his teichen. Maisa mitzvahs don't do that by sher heim. Torah does it. Torah fills up the inside of a person. A person can do mitzvahs and have yehurim, and it's not a stira. The more a person shakua besichloi, b'moichoi, b'nafshoi, in learning, there's no mokum pani for taiva. They struggle for the same territory. So b'meila, the mokum of zeh k'neged zeh, in Leviyah, there's no Leviyah is expels taiva from Klal Yisrael. So that's why zav is the mishu pani l'toyer v'avodik ma'leviyim bechlal yesh be'koyach l'tavel hayetzah shel taiva, like it says barasat yitzor barasat l'toyer tavel v'tomei meis mishtaleach rak chutz l'machne shchina. Tomei meis shehu atoyer ba'atz melona dechaya u'mi shehu oichos b'divei toyer. This is a much deeper nekuda. Let's explain it outside, because it's what do we mean that? So lamaisa, there's taiva, there's kina taiva and kavod. So kina, we explained, that's the ben al mechaver and so on. Taiva is the mitzvah is a taiva, and that's expulsion inside. What is that nekuda that we speak about, that zeh keneged zeh of kovid, and that's tumas meis, and that's keneged the machne shchina. That seems to be the deepest nekuda. Let's explain a little bit outside, because he's not meyer so much in explaining it, and it's the hardest one to understand. The mitzias of kovid is. The mitzias of kovid is where a person is toifus the chitzonius of something as the ikar. Lamashal, Acher became an apikoris because his father saw the kvodesh al Torah. He saw how chashav talmid chomor than eish kinyan hashemayim. He said, "Oh, I want my son to be talmid chacham." Kovid is the chitzonius of a toichen. A person that understands that to be toifus on by kovid is a pechina like by Potiphar when Vaitoseba big doy and he ran off. Kovid is the chitzoinis of something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kovid is his merkava, his malachim, the eish, everything with it. And a person who is locking kovid means that he reaches to the chitzoinis and not to the pnim of something. So it's more subtle mitzad daverish abedava. I mean, kina is averish but chavera. He wants to rob something, wants to steal from somebody. He can't forget the other person. The other person has, I want it also. That's a very chitzoinistic thing. Taiva is more panemius to the person. The person, he has chukis and desires and so on and so forth. The worst and the most subtle aveirah, that's mafchin, ben avodah shavodah, is where a person learns to be taifis. He's learning already. And fakert, he's not focused on what the other person has. His lev is not pani from chachma. But what he wants out of Torah is his name should become chashev. I once had a mice. Sometimes, you know, when you're younger, it's less shchiach. It's not, kovid is not the driving factor of a person. But once in a while you see somebody, I had an acquaintance of mine, my age, who was extremely lucky. As a kid, I mean, he wanted his name everywhere. It was extraordinary. So, you know, he had a tremendous concern. I once heard him speak, the rabbim, as a younger man, and explained the union of kovid atayrim. So he said, because you owe a tremendous debt to somebody who's teaching you Torah. And the halacha is you can't pay him with money because so you pay him with kovid. That's the only reward. And I was thinking to myself, a manuvel puts his own nevel into the Torah. That like it's incredible how he learned up. It's like almost like a Rosh Hashanah test. He's learning up. You know, the person is toifus in Torah that everybody stands up for you and that your name is printed up and that everybody says huha. That's what he got out of it. He's not mekana other people. He forgives other people. He's a good person. He's not the taiva. But grabbing the mitzias of chayim is v'atem advekim Hashem alkechem chayim kol chmayoyim. If a person it's like sometimes a person puts something to recharge, and it doesn't get recharged. He sees it's dead. And then he takes a look and he sees that the thing was in. But it wasn't connected. It was like the thing looked like it was inside, but it wasn't in, or the thing wasn't attached to the charger. Chiyus is only when a person is davik to the shemesh. That's where chayim comes from. The toich. The minute something is cut off, it can be attached to almost a pnim. That's where misa shaylet. So the mitzius of chayim in the bria is when a elikim chayim is medabe mitoicha eish at Harsinai. When a person is nitfas to chayim, then the pshat is, it means he grabs onto the sheresh hashrashim. And if he doesn't, the minute he's mekatz, it's accused of an atiyas, then it's misa. So the mitzias of kovet is the most edel of the ones, and that's why even the person who's locking kovet has a mokim machne yisrael, a mokim machne levir, and the place where he falls through is machne shchina. That's the mokim where he falls through. So he says, the Vitomi meis mishtalech rak chutz machne shina shu atoira ba'atzma ilona dechaya umishu ochos b'divetoira shenivla begufay. A person that divetoira is nivla gufay, meaning that becomes his atzmius, ein a meis k'mashama Yaakov vino loy meis. And kidu Yaakov was kenega toira, and that was his darga. So Yaakov is called emis because the hefech of kovet is emis. In other words, kavod is always the chitzayni shebedava. It's the chutz of a davar, and yeah. Reb Chaim once said, he said over Meis about himself. Reb Chaim used to speak about himself openly and bluntly when he felt he wanted to get a point across. When Reb Chaim became Rosh Hashiva, he was young, and the Mashgiach felt it was an Indian. This was before he became Rosh Hashiva. This was Reb Yochanan was alive yet. This was when he was just became a son-in-law. He was a tremendous guy. And Reb Chaim and the Mashgiach used every opportunity to establish Reb Chaim's Chashivas, the eyes of the yeshiva, which he felt Reb Chaim is going to be the yeshiva. Reb Yochum said the following statement. They were sitting together as a group of older Bachrim, and Reb Yochum said, "Ah, how fortunate we are," he said. "I got a letter from America," and he opens up a letter, and he says, "They get Reb Chaim's Shurim." They get Reb Chaim's Shurim, and it's the hit in America, and everybody reads it over and copies from everybody else. That was the letter, and he puts it back, and he says, "Ah, a tremendous nachas ruach." The truth was, the letter was written by Reb Chaim Briska. And that was the truth. And he said, Reb Yochum knew it, and that's why he didn't say mefurish. He just misled people. And Reb Chaim said, "I knew they were talking about Reb Chaim Briska Shurim." Because Reb Chaim was sitting there, Reb Yochum, and the Chazal. And Reb Chaim said, "Do you think it didn't make me feel good?" It did. Because he said, false covet is also covet. Because he said, all covet is be'etzem false. That was Reb Chaim said. He said, every covet is be'etzem chitzonis. There is no such thing as emes a covet. So b'meila, it's of the same genre. It's not the pshat like there's the emes and there's the sheker. It's just a question of how much sheker. That was the way Reb Chaim expressed it. And he said, b'meila, he said, when you have to be careful with somebody else's covet, whether it's genuine or not genuine, because there's no such thing as false covet. Every chshivas that you give a person is a metzias, because that's the metzias of covet is kulei dimyon. That was the way Reb Chaim explained it. Yes? So there's a tremendous, tremendous importance of understanding that the kvod shel olam is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the things that are called kvod Hashem, it's shchina. It's important to be tofesed as a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not the atzmius itself. In other words, we can only extrapolate from that the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but all of Avodah Zarah starts. That's what the Rambam says. Avodah Zarah started when they confused Kved Hashem with Hashem Kav Yochel. Kved Hashem is just a way for me to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I'm nitfas to the Kved itself as the mitzvahs, Chachmasa Yisparach and Gadlusa Yisparach are only vehicles to help me appreciate further HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not, and the cover there is not so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel have Adno, it's that the person appreciate. It's we're not trying to get somebody to be frum, and I'm explaining to him the Kvodah Shel Torah. Look how chashuv the sefer, look how much there is in this, look at all that. There it's emes because the cover is directing the person towards that. But whenever it stops midway, it's not good. Let's see a little bit more, just push it. Umishum hachi pas chazoya kar shepsicha zu, dechsi v'parasha sheish k'tushas machna Yisrael machna l'viya. Vare ein tzarek boar tzashe asatoiv l'yechto. So, l'mais, val ze pasach ashe odom l'yach shashem l'yovay. V'haynu, shashem yizborach nosan os yema kipurim, dechsi v'nosa asoyer olav eskal v'noysam. Vedosha medeshraba venosa soya ze esa was called venosum avonis tam, vahainu shashem is birth mevarish israel ritzeneno lasis ritzenevinus vashemayim, umima akif soya shabi isa vashibit malchis. Vikimashama vahainu shaidea rosh limtibus oilum machnes soya shabi isa blab israel. Vizeshama, I'll read it first and explain it, but just Vizeshama lo yachshav ashem loy oven, shaino oven nechshab becheshben al yisrael rakal esa. Kumashama Venosa has much cost of Venosa soyers a Esav, while there are my Amos like Shane Ruch Remir. Vahainu, Shane Beruch a Chaim Shaloi Remir, Shazer Chalkish Lesov. Vehu Alpi Mashamu Berea Mehemda begin the Erevav Inon Sarshab Isa, the Inon Devekim Israel, Visarshab Isa. Let me explain that outside. What he's saying is that the Metzias of Klal Yisrael is a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not machshav averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechape Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael is be'etzem mufka from chet. Ashrei ish Adam le'achshav Hashem le'ovan ve'im beruchu remia means when a person is be'etzem toiv, when a person's toich is toiv, so the ra can get expelled outwards. L'moshel, if a person looks at a healthy person and he sees a problem, he operates on him and takes the problem out. If the person feels that the whole system is gone, there's no point in treating anything. Klal Yisrael, because the nekuda pnimius of Klal Yisrael is ve'ein beruche remia, which is that nekuda pnimius, therefore it's possible to expel everything from Klal Yisrael, and you say, these are halakim that don't belong to Klal Yisrael. If I take a person, and my yachsus to the person is, he's betzim a good person. So I latch on to the good of the person, and I expel outwards those nekudas that I feel are ra. But if I can't do that, if I can't expel the ra from the person because I feel be'etzem is ra, there's no way to get rid of that ra. So b'meila, since the soil la zozel, which is the ikka kapar kai soil, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toile daveris on a chitzonistic goyrim. But if there wouldn't be a machne shchin in the middle where there's an akud of emes in the person, then you couldn't have the whole mitzvah of shulach machas and so on. Let's just finish with the last piece. I bekitza said over what he says here. He's mayach moyas a lot more. Rayas, you have to spend time on it. I just wanted at least to get a general flow. The last thing is about Shabbos. The Reb Tzadik said he's in Yarman Shabbos. And kimat, every shtickle that he has, he ties back to Shabbos. He said always, I don't remember which tish it was, but he would say every Shabbos on Mizma Shil, Yom HaShabbos, he would say a new shtickle. And it was because Shabbos is kol everything, and you'd find everything in Shabbos. So in the Pre-Tzadik, which is said on Shabbos, it's awesome how he's kol so many different things on Shabbos to Ginyanim. Let's take a look at the last shtickle. B'Shabbos yich gam ken kedushas kol gimel machnas. In Shabbos, you can find the kedushas of the gimel machnas. V'hainu. Behagimul Suda Shabbos, Besudas Maila Shabse, the Suda of Friday night, the Ihi Yira, Vishari Be Yira, the Zoya says that that's when the mid of Yira is Poyel. Zeicha Adam the Ketushas Machne Yisrael. That's the Ketushas Machne Yisrael. They call Echad Mi Yisrael Nase Mi Yira Shmi, and it says Ve'ema Shabbos Al Amoritz. The halacha is that even Amoritz is trusted on Shabbos with Maisris because Shabbos is, the Yira of Shabbos is Negeh everybody in Klal Yisrael. Everybody who Shabbos Klal Yisrael is not Mechal Shabbos. Ve'zeicha Besudos Ad HaKal Tapuchin Lektushas Knesset Yisrael. The first Suda is called Suda HaKal Tapuchin, which is a Pechina that's connected to Klal Yisrael. I don't want to be Meichin. He's the one of the Nyanim that he always brings. It's one of the Nyanim of Kabbalah that became part of that. What's Negeh L'maisa is, it's the Pechina that's Negeh to the Klal Yisrael as Klal. It's the lowest Pechina in a certain Dagger. U'besudas HaBoiker, the Sudas HaBoiker, She'oz HaZman B'choyel, Yoitz Adam L'Polos of Oz Ad-Erev. In a weekday, at 9 in the morning or 8 in the morning, is when a person goes to work. So the hefrish between Kedushas Shabbos, in the sense that Shabbos is Kulil Hashem, and not L'Avodas Choyel, and Shabbos is L'Kodesh, that expresses itself in the morning, not at night. At night, everybody comes home. So you don't see the hefrish in the Kulil Hashem versus L'Avodas. Ubesudas HaBoikesh Ozazman B'chol Yotzer Unfalosa L'Vos Erev, Vayisrael meniach kol asokav l'chvayda Hashem yisbar kol echad mashu oisik, zeichin oz l'ktushas machna levia, shem pnuyim rak l'sham shes koinei. So the morning is keneged machna levia, because that's the time when I don't go to work and I'm only kodesh. O besudas gimel, shehu sudas to the zer anpin, p'chinas shem havaya, shal sudas is keneged the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, zeichin oz l'kiddush machna shchina. And I'll let me explain that also, why that is. And he's Meirich and so on. What's the Indian of Sudas Mlav Malka? What's the Ichshivas of Mlav Malka? Shalashudas. Shalashudas is a normal person in those days and any society where people live a subsistence type of living, people eat two Sudas a day. If anybody had the doubtful pleasure of watching Arabs when they work, LaMashal, in near the Meir Yeshiva, they have to work the carpentries. People go to work at 10:30 to take a break and eat a Suda, and then in the evening they eat a Suda again. That's like people were poor. That's the normal mahalach of people. Three meals is a luxury that because we have time. But a normal person eats a Suda, and that's why, like Gemara says, a Suda of Adam is the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, the fourth hour, and whatever it is. And in the evening, you eat a Suda. That's like the normal mahalach of Sudas for a person. Shalashudas is an unusual Suda. In other words, the Suda of the morning is the Suda of a person who is who is eating the suda for the day. The suda of Shal Shudas is a suda that's kulay l'kvoidei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not your normal achila. The suda of the night is the night suda. The suda of the morning is the morning suda. The suda of Shal Shudas is an extra suda l'kvoidei Shal Shabbos. So that's the pshat is where even achila becomes, everything becomes kulay kodesh, that's going to get that darker. And then he explains how Maisa Mitzvahs are done and Tefillah. In other words, he explains how Shabbos has in itself a Knech in Tefillah. It has a Knech in Torah. It says that people, everybody should make the time, Shabbos time for learning. And a Knech in Mitzvah, because Shabbos becomes called Kulei Mitzvah. That's what he finished. I just went through his shtickle. It's a relatively easy shtickle of his to go through. It's relatively free of any Kabbalah and Yanim. It's not that complicated. But I just it's ten lechochem ve'yachkam. Just to see how much there is in how much ashiras there is. This is one shtickle out of a half a dozen shtickle that he has. The kalachayat. I don't know. There's something. Sometimes like you said, the kvaidah shel Torah of a shtickle. I figured that. Okay, Mercedes.